الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهداه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this new session of رياض الصالحين. We are still with the chapter of الصبر, patience. And we can see the importance of patience from the number of hadith that came in calling people to be upon patience. Here in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, or on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّهَا سَتَكُونُ بَعْدِ أَثَرَهُ وَأُمُورٌ تُنْكِرُونَهَا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying in this hadith, there will be selfishness after me and matters you do deny them or find them strange. The companion then said, O Messenger of Allah, what do you order us? What do you command us to do if that happens? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you give what is upon you, meaning you as the common people, the citizens, you do what is upon you, meaning obligated upon you, and ask Allah that is for you, meaning you ask Allah for whatsoever right of yours taken from you. It means that you will find rulers who oppress you and take your rights. What you do, be patient, do their right, don't treat them the same way. Because some people say, as long as they oppress us, whenever we have a chance to do anything bad against them, we're going to do. You say, no, this is not the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Advice of Rasulullah ﷺ to the believer is not to be as bad as the others, but to be more bitter than the others. Look to this. Not to be as bad as the others, but to be more bitter than the others. This how the believer needs to be. And then, he, rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Nawawi brought this other hadith. He said, وَعَنْ أَبِي يَحْيَا أُسَيْدِ ibn حُضَيْرِ. He said, on the authority of Usayd ibn Hudayr, he said that a man from amongst the people of Al-Ansar came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, ala tasta'minni. He said, O Messenger of Allah, don't you take me or use me as a governor, yani put me on an authority, give me yani some authorities. He sallallahu alayhi, and then he said, as you gave some authorities so and so to and so and so, you gave these people, why don't you give me? Look to what Rasulullah sallam said. He said, innakum satalqawna ba'di athara fasbiru. He said, you will find after me selfishness, or people who always claim things for themselves, not for others, just for themselves. He then said, be patient until you meet me before the Sirat. So be patient. Don't look after the power and authority. Like people today die for authority. People today, they die for authority. And the person who run away from the authority, people appoint him as crazy or somebody who doesn't know what is good, what is bad. However, it is the opposite. The one who runs from the authority is the one who is wise and he knows what is bad, what is good. He runs away from things which is bad, because the authority is responsibility in this life and it is a great responsibility in the hereafter. Allah will ask you about everything. So why you run for it? Why you run for it? And some people even run for the authority even for no price, for no money. They just love to be in position. That's it. That's it. And that is bad, really. Really bad. So the Prophet ﷺ is telling us, there will be a time like that. See it today. You see it today. And whenever they are under authority, they take everything for themselves. They take everything for themselves. You see the man on authority, ask for himself promotion, increase, good accommodation, whatsoever. And people below him who are really raising him up, he ignores them. He doesn't take care about them. Even if they have problems, they don't care. They don't care. They just care about themselves. This is the time we are living in it, which is what Salam described. So what to do? What to do? Be patient. That is what Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi is telling you. Just be patient. It is only a short while when you die and meet Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi in the devil's action. Very happy of your patience. But if you don't get patient, then you will lose everything. You will lose everything. And the last hadith in the chapter of Sabr is on the authority of Abu Ibrahim Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa رضي الله عنهما who said that verily Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in some of his days in which he met and faced the enemies, and meaning in the battles, he was waiting, he did not jump off to go and fight, but he was patient. He was patient until the sun went to the west a little bit. Then he did not start the battle or the war, but he gathered the Sahaba and he gave them a talk, he gave them a sermon, he gave them an advice, saying to them, do not wish to meet the enemy. Do not wish to meet the enemy. Not like people today. They wish. Even sometimes they ask Allah to meet the enemy. The Prophet ﷺ says to us, do not wish to meet the enemies. Why? For that sometimes when you meet the enemies, you may even be in a very bad situation that you may even leave Islam. So, do not wish to meet the enemies. And ask Allah Ta'ala the protection. Ask Allah Ta'ala the protection. That's what Rasulullah is telling the Sahaba, advising them. When? That was at the time when they are face to face with the enemies. He's giving them advice. Do not wish to meet the enemies. And ask Allah protection. And then if Allah Ta'ala decreed it that you meet them face to face and fight, then be patient. Then be patient. Because patience is something difficult. It's not something simple that anybody can be on it. Nah. Only those who practice it in the times of ease, those are the ones who are going to see it in the times of difficulties. And then he said, well, know that the paradise is under the shadow of the swords. Meaning, in that situation, do not get scared, do not say, oh, I don't want to meet the enemies. Khalas. Then you know that the Jannah is there. When Allah Ta'ala decrees it that you meet the enemies face to face, don't run away. Don't run away. You know now that it is what Allah Ta'ala decreed for you. And then he saw Salah subligated. He said, Allahumma munzil al-kitab, wa mujri al-sihab, wa hazim al-ahzab, uhzimhum wa ansurna alayhim. Look, even the whole trust is before Allah, not us. He saw Salah put all of his trust on Allah Ta'ala. He said, O you who descended the book, O you who runs the clouds, dispersed the clouds, move them from where to another, defeater of the confederators, put our enemy to root and help us in overpowering them. That's what Rasulullah was asking Allah. See, now he even did not trust himself and his power, but he trusted Allah Ta'ala. That's what we need to be, patient. And when we are in the difficulties, we have to stand for it. And ask Allah the help. Always ask Allah the help. Be patient and ask Allah the help. Have your trust on Allah. Three things. Always be patient. Ask Allah the help and trust Allah. That's all what you need. And by that, Imam Nawawi have finished the chapter of patience, and then he started another new chapter that we are going to start in the coming session, which is the chapter of Sidq or honesty. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.